It is perhaps appropriate during the Yimei Ben Hametzarim to review a Ramban in this coming week's Parsha, who notes that this week's Kriyas HaTorah is the source for the mitzvah de'oraisa of settling in and inheriting Eretz Yisrael. When the Pasuk tells us in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel, V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba, Rashi understands that to mean that only if you drive out the inhabitants, v'horashtem osam me'yor sheveha, says Rashi, only then will you be successful in v'yishavtem ba, in maintaining your own living in Eretz Yisrael. But if you don't drive out the inhabitants, says Rashi, you won't be successful in living in Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rashi, this is not a chiv d'oraisa, that's just warning Am Yisrael. If you want to survive and maintain your living in Eretz Yisrael, make sure you first drive out the inhabitants. Otherwise, it's not going to work. But the Ramban quotes this Rashi and disagrees. Ramban writes, Al daiti zu mitzvas asehi. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Yitzaveh osam, sheyeshve ba'aretz v'yirsho osa. It's a command to live in the land, inherit it. Ki hu nasna lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. V'lo yim asu b'nachlas Hashem. And included in this mitzvah saseh is also, one is not allowed, Am Yisrael is not allowed to reject the nachlas Hashem. And Ramban then writes, the ilu ya'ale al daitam, and if they would ever consider, lalechas v'lichbosh eretz shinar, o eretz ashur v'zulasan, to go and conquer the land of Shinar, Bavel, or the land of Ashur, Syria, v'zulasan, or any other land, ulis yashiv sham, and to settle there. So if he set our sights in some other country, that's where we're going to go, that's where we're going to live, that's where we're going to settle. Ya'avru al mitzvah Hashem. That's an iser aseh. It's a violation of the mitzvah Hashem, says Ramban. Which, of course, brings to mind the 1903 proposal by British Foreign Secretary Joseph Chamberlain that the Jews, who at that time were not yet granted the right to establish a state of their own in Eretz Yisrael, and the British suggested, how about a Jewish state for the Jewish people in Uganda? And that split the World Zionist Congress. Theodor Herzl supported the proposal, and the proposal lost steam and died because Herzl died. And with Herzl's death, died the proposal. If you think about it, somewhat remarkable, Herzl died at the age of 44 years old, relatively young man, in 1904. For whatever reason, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that he would be the one to launch the drive to bring tens of thousands of Jews back to Eretz Yisrael. Why him? That we don't know. He was certainly far from the image we would have in our minds of someone deserving of such a role. He writes in his own diaries that it occurred to him to propose to the Pope that he would encourage a mass movement to convert the younger generation of Jews to Christianity as a means of solving anti-Semitism. That's what he writes. You can read it black and white. So why this man was the one who somehow was the individual who succeeded in bringing about a mass return of tens of thousands of Jews to Eretz Yisrael is certainly beyond us. But what struck me as so remarkable is that the moment he decided to veer off track and to propose and support the proposal to go to Uganda, that was it. He died that year at the age of 44. It's almost as if he had been doing what he was destined to do, and then the second he decided to veer off the rails, that was it. He did not survive beyond the age of 44. Point of interest for those who are curious, there was also about 10,000 Jewish immigrants who came to Galveston, Texas in 1907 to 1914 as another proposed Jewish, call it a homeland. That was also apparently a movement back at the time, as described in a recent book called Melting Point. by a descendant of some of those Galveston immigrants. Be that as it may, Ramban writes that if we have ever that thought to go and conquer and settle some other land, other than Eretz Yisrael, we're over al mitzvahs Hashem. Ramban then writes, he says, this is why he says, Chazal speaks so positively of the mitzvah of yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael. They speak how it's usher to leave Eretz Yisrael. A woman who refuses to go with her husband to Eretz Yisrael is a moredes, is a rebellious wife. Ramban says this all stems from this mitzvah saseh d'oraisa right here. That's the Ramban al Torah, this week's parasha. The Ramban in his Hasagos to the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, in his list of mitzvos that the Rambam, according to Ramban's understanding, neglected to mention in the Minyan HaMitzvos, so the Ramban in his list of mitzvos I say that the Rambam left out in the mitzvah Revius, the Ramban there writes again, he thinks that this should have been included as a mitzvah saseh. La resha sa'aretz asher nosan akel yisbarach la'avoseinu la'avam l'shak Yaakov, to inherit the land that God gave our forefathers. And here he adds, v'lo na'azva biyad zulaseinu min ha'umos. Notice that formulation. Part of the mitzvah is not to abandon it to some other nation. Meaning it's not just that it's a mitzvah to settle it, but part of the mitzvah is not to abandon it to others. O lishmama, Ramban writes, part of the mitzvah is also not to abandon it to desolation. You might argue, we're not settling it, and no one else is either. That's also, according to Ramban, a violation of mitzvah saseh, because below nazva lishmama is part of the mitzvah, not to leave it to be desolate, not to leave it to any other nation, also part of the mitzvah, according to Ramban. So this is the shita of the Ramban al Torah and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. The commentary on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, the Megillas Esther, famously argues that perhaps the Rambam did not include the mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in his list of Taryag because the Rambam holds, he argues, that the mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz only applied in the times of Moshe and Yehoshua and David, and so long as they were not exiled, but once they went into Galus, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz, says the Megillas Esther, is not noheg ledoros until the time of Mashiach's arrival. This is the Megillas Esther's argument trying to explain and defend why the Rambam omits mention of the mitzvah. Essentially, he's saying it's not a mitzvah, it's noeg ledoros. It was noeg in the times of Moshe, Yeshua, and David. It was noeg so long as they weren't exiled from Eretz Yisrael. But it's not noeg ledoros until Mashiach's arrival, which the Avnei Nezer and Yeridea, Tofen and Dalet, jumps on and says that can't be correct. He says, you're telling me, he argues on the Megillas Esther, that the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because it's not noheg bizman hazeh, and it's not a mitzvah that's noheg ledoros. He says, eino klum. That's completely incorrect.
Didn't the Rambam himself try to go to Eretz Yisrael and got stuck in Egypt?
So, hold on. I'll get to the Rambam in a second. But Avnei Ezer just asks, Minei Obey, you can't argue that the Rambam doesn't count mitzvos because they're not noheg ledoros. Then what is all of the halachas down about Shumos and Maisos and Chala, which min haTorah are only noheg in Eretz Yisrael? And so I'm quotes so many mitzvos and halachas that are not noheg mizman hazeh. All of Kachim, all of Karbanos, all of the Avodas HaMikdash. Rambam discusses all of that. You're telling me Dafka, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael doesn't discuss because it's not noheg ledoros? That doesn't work within the Rambam, says the Avnei Ezer. He says, furthermore, the Rambam, in fact, does quote elements of mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam quotes Hilchos Avadim, that bizman hazeh, an eved can force his owner to go to Eretz Yisrael. What does that stem from? It all stems from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the whole pshat of the Megillas Esther, the Avnei Ezer writes, is incorrect. That is not pshat in the Rambam. And the Avnei Ezer then goes on to suggest that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah de'oraisa, bizman hazeh as well. He offers a different explanation as to where we would find this mitzvah quoted in the Rambam. He then offers a very creative suggestion as to how could it be that so many gedolei Torah for so many generations in Europe did not therefore take advantage of this mitzvah d'oraisa opportunity, if in fact it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, which he holds that it is. And of course, we're familiar with the Ramban who went, and the Shlah who went, and the Bar Tanura who went, but there are so many that didn't. And so the Avnei Ezer gives a very fascinating mechudish suggestion as to why so many gedolei Torah did not go to Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that he holds that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa bizman hazeh. And he suggests, he thinks the tam ha-gedolim shelo nasu l'Eretz Yisrael, he says, is because he argues, this is his chiddush, that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means to live in Eretz Yisrael and to receive your parnasa from Eretz Yisrael. But to live in Eretz Yisrael and be supported from Chutz La'aretz, Avnei Ezer argues, this is his chiddush, that is really undermining the very purpose of the mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's his argument as a limud zchus as to why the many gedolim of Europe did not go to Eretz Yisrael over the many years and generations. Because he argues that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to live there and to receive your parnasa from there. Rav Moshe, in his Igros Moshe and Evan Ezra, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Beis, was asked, is there a mitzvah zman hazeh to live in Eretz Yisrael like the Ramban? Or, if you look in Tosis and Ksubis, Kuf Yudam Ebeis, Tosis quotes Ben Chaim, who says, Achshav eino mitzvah lodur be'eretz Yisrael. And Rav Moshe writes, he says, Rov poskim hold that it is a mitzvah, bizman hazeh, to live in Eretz Yisrael. But then Rav Moshe adds a critical point. He says, Pashut she'ein zeh bizman hazeh mitzvah chiyuvis shalaguf. It's not a mitzvah that everyone must do, because then it would be usher to live in Chutz La'aretz. Rather, Rav Moshe writes, the issue is only if you're living there, you can't leave. Not that there's an issue if you're here that you can't stay. So clearly, Rav Moshe writes, it must be that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah haguf. Rather, says Rav Moshe, it is simply that if you do live there, you're mekayim a mitzvah. And since it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, so then you have to take into consideration l'mashal, such calculations and considerations as, will I properly be Oved Hashem there by being nisar with the mitzvah satulis ba'aretz? If it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis to go, just a mitzvah that you get if you are there, then you have to ask yourself, but yotza schar be'efseido, will I be in violation of many mitzvahs that I can only do while I'm there? That then becomes part of the calculation, says Moshe, and that's how he paskins in terms of how to view this mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, bizman hazeh.